Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and they ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient though. Be incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT Denar, Tony Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn. What's going on, living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody's ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic. And fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, June the 2nd. 2021, Hump Day Wednesday. Raven98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. All right. It is a super fantastic day. Well, y'all thought I wouldn't come? Oh. All right. What's a good word?
Let's see. We had some updates from Monday, the holiday. I guess we can go from there.
Yep, you put something
up. So this was Memorial Day update on Monday, the 31st. All of our bank sources are planning on Tuesday to be their, quote, day of activity, end quote. Some bank staff are reporting to work on Tuesday as early as 6 o'clock a.m. in preparation for blank, question mark. Time will tell. A communication lockdown will begin on Tuesday for some bank institutions. No cell phones, in-house meals, etc. Some banks are contemplating invitation-only exchange activity to test their systems. And Treasury sources indicate live rates today, that on Monday, probably for testing. Those were the updates that went out on Monday. Nothing went out yesterday.
Any of those updates any good?
Let's see. I guess the rates are still live, seeing as how, you know, what the bank's folks were saying yesterday. Now, I think
All right.
Some good stuff. The invitation-only thing seems like it might be some validity to that. All of it was good.
Weekend. It was a good weekend. Holidays, relax. We got good news. We got exciting news. So we're still waiting to go to the bank. That's okay. Because all that means is things are indeed moving forward. Bank people did work over the weekend. They did go home on Sunday at 5 o'clock. From Sunday or Monday, anyway, we're told to be back at 6 a.m. that morning, like Ray said. Locked in for the day. We were there yesterday. We went home at 5 o'clock yesterday. They did think something was going to happen, which it didn't. We were told to come back this morning at 6 o'clock and be ready to work. They have since been told a couple more things, but it's all good. So it's a good day. Iraq has put out articles all weekend about the exchange rate, about meetings with World Bank, about doing what the white paper says, about implementing all the agreements. Baghdad and Kurdistan had their meeting, said everything has worked out. Baghdad is supposed to send $5 billion to Kurdistan on Saturday to pay the farmers, and they owe them from back in 2019-20 something. So they're paying that on Saturday. So again, things are going forward. As of today, last night, they were told they were on standby until Wednesday evening, that people would be coming in. So they were on standby when we woke up this morning, ready to get started this evening. I actually had at least one person tell me he was on the way to the bank. They made an appointment for him, but he didn't know if it was going to be FKR or not. He's probably listening to this call now, but he's supposed to be at the bank. But we knew from our council guy, that's where the information came from, that they were doing, supposedly doing test exchanges. Did he say on Monday? Monday, because they were at the bank, making sure that the numbers matched up. They were, in fact, doing that. We've been told since Saturday that there's a live rate in the banking system, and they're preparing to go. Yesterday's standby information as of an hour ago, changed to tomorrow morning, everybody's coming in. The Dynamics Cross at T right now, so it's no longer on standby for this evening, but tomorrow morning you should be coming in. So we'll see if that happens. But that's going throughout the banking system. I got word from Iraq that basically what he said, and hopefully he'll like me repeating this or not. But everybody in Iraq has been exposed for who they are, what they've done, and the exchange rate is imminent. I said, oh, my God, imminent. Isn't that what Maliki said 4 years ago? Imminent. So here we go. Everybody's excited, pumped up, and it could happen at any moment. All right, Ray, let's do it.
Okay. Sunstar, first question. Please share your thoughts. Number one, I have $30 to $50 million to invest. When investing with a bank, does your personal banker provide you a monthly or quarterly detailed statement on the growth of your investment?
I guess it depends on how you set it up. That would be between you and your banker.
Okay. Will the bank share what projects they are investing your money in, or will they leave you in the blind on project investment?
I would think they would leave you in the blind because it doesn't matter what they share it in, how many times they divide it up, split it up, what directions it goes in, you get paid interest on your money. What they do with it is then up to them.
Okay. Sunstar says, this question is from my 80-year-old mother. And with a smile, she said she is super fantastic and she loves you guys. So the question is, per the quarterly interest we make on our investment, can I transfer the interest into our 401k or a CD without penalty? There is a way to do that because your employer could be the one receiving the quarterly interest, and thereby your employer can make contributions to your 401k plan. So work it out with your employer. Piece of cake. Anything you want to add, Tony?
Nope. No. I want Bus Lady to send me a text real quick. I got something to send. Go ahead.
All right. Angels With Me says.
Go ahead. Sorry.
If my house is in a trust, do I still need an umbrella policy if someone injures themselves on my property and wants to sue me? Okay, first off, if the house is in a trust, it ain't your house. Now, the house being owned by the trust, will it need insurance? Definitely. You want to have liability insurance. The trust will take out an insurance policy on the property for liability concerns, injuries, and things of that nature. And if there is a suit that's going to come from something, then the lawsuit would be against the trust, not you. You don't own the house. Anything else you want to add to that, Tony?
No, sir. You're doing great. That's what I need to add.
Dr. Pete says, the Treasury keeps telling banks any day now, keep your location staff. Texas does not seem to be paying any heed to the Treasury. In fact, they are not looking for anything to happen until July the 15th. So to date, Texas has been right, and the rest of the U.S. banks and the Treasury has not. Who do you think Texas is listening to, since it's not the Treasury? Whoever it is, it would appear to be a more credible source. I would really like to know what you think about this.
Well, you know what? I don't know Evidently it is, because they've been right, and they've been right not for days or months, but for years. And everybody was doing this for, you know, every day, every week, and they would disappear for 45 days at a time, months at a time. And they're going to say, hey, we're coming back in April because that's when it's going to go. You're like, there's no way these things can go to April. I mean, they're just a bunch of idiots. But here we are in June, so they were right. Again, I don't know why they don't all have the same source, all going through the same information. Again, maybe it's just for our benefit to stay involved in the game, to keep buying the currency, to keep the economies going. I don't know what their end game is, but I would think after going through this, and they may not even be looking at it the way we're looking at it. Whoever's, you know, the western region, the northern region, I think I would get with whatever region Texas is in, Midwest, say, why aren't you guys reacting like we are? I mean, what is it you know that we don't know? And at some point in the banking system, because it's not just one bank, it's all banks. Chase Bank in New York, Chase Bank in Sacramento or California, Chase Bank in Florida is seeing something totally different than Chase Bank in Texas. But the same thing with Wells Fargo. The same thing with Texas. So all the Texas banks know something that everybody else doesn't, because none of them are reacting, preparing. Or, you know, we could just go with my story and say, hey, they all just a bunch of jackasses in Texas. I mean, I don't know. Whatever it is, they've been right so far, because nothing has happened. But again, they know, and they are the people who are listening to us, have been listening for years, that we key on Texas. They're one of the major things we've been looking at. So we'll continue to do that. They'll continue to keep them in the dark, or keep them for the last ones to react, so we don't know what it might be. But it's definitely something, the fact that they are. Now, again, today is Wednesday. Why were they told last Friday? They hadn't been hurt, nothing. All of a sudden, they came, got them together, and said, July 15th. That's our next date, we're going back in. I mean, something made that happen, too. But I'm also looking at everything that's happening in Iraq and the other banking system, the things that make sense, things that are happening, and the information I'm getting from outside our country, but the other countries, which are making it make sense. We'll see what happens.
All right. Twin says, concerned about the IRS tax form, asking if you did a currency exchange. Well, you're mistaken, Twin. That's not what they're asking. They're asking if you did anything with cryptocurrency, because the IRS intends to tax anyone that made any money with cryptocurrencies. And that's what they're asking you, not if you did a currency exchange. Mech Don.
You sure that's not up there, too? Can I ask it to vote?
No.
No?
Not the last time I glanced at it. It was just asking about cryptocurrency. Now, it does ask if you have any foreign, it is always asked if you had any foreign bank accounts. But having foreign accounts is not the same thing as holding foreign currency. So people don't confuse the two together. A foreign account is you have a bank account in another country and probably earning interest on it, and they want to tax you on that also. Okay, so McDonald, we'll say McDonald, the E is silent. Ray, is it really necessary to write down and separate the different denominations? No. If so, do you know why? I have no idea why it would be necessary to do that. I'm not doing it. I'm not writing down anything except my total. I don't care how many 20K notes I have. It's just... Or how many 10K notes? I'm just the total. I have total 1 million in dinar. Now, I don't care how many 20Ks it is. It's 1 million. And leave it at that. Comment, Tony?
Okay. So, guys, this is what's going on. It is not a requirement of any bank for you to have that information. No requirement, period. They're going to account your money themselves. I don't care how you break it down. Now, does it make it easier if you stack it separately for them to count it? Does it make it easier if you've identified it and all that? Absolutely, but there's no requirement. So people that are telling you that are just want to have some kind of information to give you. And that's okay, because it's not bad, but there's no requirement for you to do that. I'm like, Ray, if I'd done that, no. I tell you what, I kept whatever, however it came to me, that's how I kept it, and that's how they're going to get it back. I don't need to break it down by individual notes. I'm certainly not copying serial numbers for every single note, which nobody cares about. You don't copy them for dollars. Why are you copying them for this? What, you think you're going to give it to somebody and somebody's going to go track down that one note with that serial number? I mean, who does that even make sense to? Anybody? No. You think in any case they're going to track down this foreign currency for you once you it leaves your hands? No. They're not going into that vault and saying, man, we got 100 trillion notes in here, 100 million notes in here. Let's go see if we can find these 10. Let's see if we can go and organize each one of these notes by their ID number so we can identify these 10. Guys, that only happens when it comes off the printing press. They track it out there. Once it's out in the world like it is now, nobody's tracking individual notes for you. I mean, come on. They don't even half a cent, much less full cent, to think some bank somewhere is going to do that. Some bank branch is going to write down every serial number you gave. They're going to run it through the machine, and they're legitimate. Say, this is what you gave them. They're going to put it in the bag like they always do. Do you think at the end of the day, every bank across the country takes pictures of every dollar they send back to the Treasury? Every $5, every 500 note? Or do you think they handwrite the serial numbers down of every currency they collect? No. It's just nonsense, and something these idiots are telling you so you think they know something, which they obviously do not. There's not one banker, one exchange person requiring you to do that or even telling you to do that, because they know it makes no sense. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, Jim and KC says, regarding the 15th of July date given to Texas, the Biden administration child tax credits start on July 15th. And since so many families will have $250 to $300 a month per child to spend, is this cover for the exchange and our spending?
No. It doesn't have anything to do with the RV, guys. It's something the Biden administration is doing to try to take care of families. And they're trying to change some of the haves and have-nots. They're trying to change the poverty level of some people. And even when jobs are created, we get back into the workforce, which God knows we need to. There's still going to be families and people who need help, and that's what he's trying to help. And so it has nothing to do with the RG at all. Okay?
Okay. Let's go live questions. 731 area code. You're on.
Good morning. Good afternoon. I'm just curious, what happened to, if it doesn't happen Saturday, it's going to happen for sure by Tuesday?
Well, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
If I could control it, trust me, I would control it. But the only thing I can control is the information that we receive. Right. There's a lot of noise in the background.
Yeah, it must be on his end.
And so we get the information.
You need to give news. didn't get any particular news or anything that said that it wouldn't happen?
No, we didn't. I will tell you what the banks thought. They thought we were going to be in the banks on Tuesday morning. Here we are Wednesday. They thought we were going to bank this evening. We've already been told it's not going to be till tomorrow morning. Because we don't have everything. We give you the updates as we get the updates. I can't tell you
who's looking
at it. I can't tell
you. I was wondering if there was some information you had that said why they didn't move yesterday.
I can't hear
you. No, sir.
All right, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
754 area code, you are on.
Hi, good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray, from beautiful South Florida. Glad to be back on. Ray, this question is for you today. Is there a difference, and if so, what is it, between an irrevocable trust and an irrevocable core trust?
Oh, I never heard of a core trust, so I can't tell you the difference between them. I have no idea what one is.
Okay, and if you were to put your currency into an irrevocable trust, and let's say you have $1 million, all right, and it cost you like $1,000. When the dinar revalues, is that trust now worth the revalued amount, or is it still the amount that you put into the trust?
Okay. The trust owns the currency.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if the value of the currency changes, the value of the trust changes. It's the owner of the currency.
Okay. That's my only question for today, and I'm hoping
okay.
We don't have to wait for July. Oh, and Tony, yes, I did win again on Friday, and it looks like I need to keep winning since this is not happening, and Mahjong's going to have to pay for everything until we get an RV.
And after it does happen, you still need to keep winning. So just keep winning.
Right. All right. Thank you both.
Okay.
And again, I won't be on Friday. So have a great day. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. 404 area code. You're next.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your continuing to help us connect the dots. Hello. Appreciate the kind of commentary on this, why it didn't happen on Tuesday, given that we were expecting it to be a day of activity. But, Tony, in your opening commentary, I'm getting a feedback. I don't know if it's my line or not. I've been having phone problems. So my apologies on that. Tony, you have
wait a
said...
minute. Okay, go ahead. You cleared up.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I've been telling you I've been having problems with my phone here. Sorry about that. That you said that the people, your banking contacts, had been told to be back today, this morning, 6 a.m., and they also were told a couple more things. Are you in a position to tell us what those couple more things were that your sources were told besides showing up at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, they were told to be on standby today. They would be on standby. And then they got to work this morning. They were told that it's going this evening. And be ready and tell all your people to be ready to start this evening. And since then, about, I said an hour ago, 30 minutes before the call or even less than that, we got a call, and they've been told they're going to start tomorrow morning now. So that's
okay.
Where the banking system is. And I got that from a couple banks. But at the same time, people in Iraq are saying everything was exposed yesterday over there, and that the RV is imminent, which I really didn't want to hear. Because I said, Maliki said that 4 years ago. then it was imminent. You know, things are imminent. And I said, I really don't want to go back to that. But they seem to think it could be any moment now. But that's just where we are.
Okay. And there, Ray, there was also, and in your comments, you had talked about the invitation-only exchanges and that there was some validity to that. Any more details that you can give in terms of numbers or locations, east side, west side, north side, south side, anything of that sort?
No, sorry, no details.
I can tell you.
At least not for me.
Oh,
yeah, Tony, what you going to tell?
Oh, okay. All right. I can tell you what is a credible source seeing that it's happening. And I can tell you that there are some people in, I would say in the Midwest, supposedly are going in right now, checking things out. Maybe in the East Coast, Northeast. But that's all I know.
Sounds good. Well, I appreciate that. And lastly, I've been intrigued with the fact that just, and it's the timing and the appearances and that sort of thing, but there is a delegation from the World Bank that's over in Iraq. They've had meetings with Kazemi and Saleh. I don't know who else may be on their docket. Any feedback from your sources there of what all they might be signing and if that may be something that
we
need to be looking at as well?
It was a big part of they've been exposed. So the World Bank came out and made comments yesterday about the extra $2 trillion or something that Iraq has sitting there, about the opportunity that Iraq has. They exposed different things in the white paper that the people weren't aware of, and that there was money to get it done with. They exposed the fact that they weren't loaning any money based on any requirements they have. They put out in writing they don't control the exchange rate. They don't influence the exchange rate, that is up to CBI, but they feel that they're in a position to change it and make them better, but they're not the ones who make that decision. So, and I think that's what he meant when he said they've been exposed, because that is on TV. The interviews, it's in newspapers. So it's all out there.
Great, great. Well, 10 days from whenever all of this ends, we know that that's when our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project's going to be. And I would like to think it's going to be a June project. June's busting out all over, I'd like to think. So, again, thank you, guys. Appreciate all you do for us. You've made it possible
all right, thank
for
you.
Us all. Thank you. Thanks. Have a great
okay.
day.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, thank
Bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I got to get in the mood for this one.
Uh-oh.
Give me a hole if you got your funky bus fare. Double dutch bus coming down the street.
281, you're on.
Really?
Coming
Why
down
you
the
be
street.
All in the mood for me when I come in. What's going on? How you doing, King?
I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing good. I can't complain. I ain't going to do no good.
All right.
And how you doing, Mr. Tony?
I don't know. Did you see my check?
I did. Tell them thank you.
What?
Thank you. That was very nice.
What?
I didn't believe it at first, but I believe it now. All right, now. Huh. I don't know what else to say. Now, you know, when you can shut me up, that is a surprise. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'll tell you what. Not only am I going to send it to Ray, but I'm going to send it to your husband, too. We're going to see how this goes.
Oh, my God. That is too funny. Wow. Okay. Well, let me get my
right.
thought pattern together here. Let me
That's
see.
That's right. Hey, he paid his bus fare anyway.
Oh, my God. That is funny. So, I do have a couple of questions here, and I think you answered at least one of them when you said that they were being exposed over in Iraq, but that they didn't say anything about what the rate could possibly be because you didn't share that part. Now, do you know if the new small category notes are being distributed or out or anything since everything is exposed over there?
Nobody has seen any new notes. Nobody.
Oh.
So I know what was put out over the weekend, the last week. There's notes everywhere. There's no notes in Kurdistan. There's no notes in Baghdad. So I don't know where he's seeing notes at, but nobody else is seeing them anywhere.
So at what point do you feel the notes will be exposed? Not until after the rate goes live, or how does that work? I mean, because
they can't be exposed before they go live because they're worthless, right? And who's going to exchange their good money for a bunch of worthless money, not knowing when it's going to go live? That don't even make any sense.
Okay.
Now, it can go live, and they can do what they've always done, tell everybody to go line up at the bank and do your exchanges for the lower denoms. Now, some of the markets might have them, I mean, different banks. But you guys got to remember, that's why they wanted everybody on the debit card. So they didn't have to put out the lower denoms. So all this would be electronic, and it could happen immediately, and they could change it right on everybody's card. And that's what they're doing. So when this guy, I was going to call him an idiot, but anyway, because you guys don't know half the stuff that I get from him. But anyway, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Let's just use a little common sense. And no, it's like our government telling us, hey, we got new $5 bills that's going to be worth $10. Here, you guys take the first 50 million of them, and we'll tell you when it changed. Well, what did we give them for those? Our good money for the worthless money? Anybody ever seen that happen before? Anybody ever seen them put out new bills here in the U.S. or any other country when your old bills are still out? Has that ever happened? No.
Right. No.
Not until the value is changed. Not even making any sense. But go ahead.
Okay. So now say that they wanted to make sure that, you know, if they were testing that the numbers match. Can you tell me exactly what do you mean by that? You mean like across the system, all the way, like in all banks and all of that, that numbers have to match? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, it means that the system was converting things over the way it's supposed to. So that it actually worked. Now, they've been trying the system for years, obviously, in doing it. But he said that they were going to do some test cases, go all the way through it again, make sure that it all worked out. So hopefully that's what they were doing or continue to do.
And so maybe they're just not finished with that, you know, until they get it and make sure the system is working. And maybe that's why it didn't finish, or they didn't call this in on tomorrow, yesterday, I mean. So the people that so do you feel, in your opinion, with information that you know, that some people may have been able to exchange? Did they, you know what I'm saying, with the testing part of it? Do you feel that truly happened?
I don't know anybody that did. Like I said, one person contacted me this morning, told me they were on the way, but the bank had called them in again. There's a possibility that some people already did get it over the weekend, but I don't have any numbers to give you. So, I'm not going to make up nothing to give you.
Right. So tomorrow is the day, not tonight. So we shouldn't expect anything this evening because I think you said they changed it to Thursday now.
They changed it to Thursday, about, you know, 15, 20 minutes before we started this call. We got another call, and it was changed to tomorrow morning. But Iraq said they're not going to pay the farmers until Saturday. I think it's coming Saturday.
Oh. Oh, So that means
so
we may have to wait.
In fact, what we're waiting for it to be actually be implemented. Yeah. It could be that. I don't know. But the banks think it's tomorrow morning. My government guy in Iraq said it's imminent, could be any minute now. And their payment is scheduled for Saturday. But it could be after those two.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's right there, whether it's tomorrow or the weekend. We're hopefully very close, so we'll see. Well, all right, sir. Well, thank you for your information, and we'll see what happens. You guys have a good
day. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. 909 area code, you are on. 909.
Yes, hello, guys.
Greetings.
How's it going?
Hey.
All right.
Fantastic.
How you doing?
Sir, to the nth degree.
There you go. There you go. That'll work. That'll work. Question, Tony, just to follow up on CIA. I was wondering, is there a specific amount of banks saying this, or is it just one particular bank?
Well, it's not a specific amount. But if you mean, are there multiple banks saying this? Yes.
Okay. That was my question. And then the bus lady had mentioned, you know, due to the fact that in the past, you have told us that you could tell when someone has gotten their money. Has that changed?
No, it doesn't change that you can tell. So this is what needs to happen, guys. In the banking system, and I'm just giving away some more details. It'll come out at one point anyway. You could tell me in Florida that, hey, this guy cashed out for $50 million, $20 million. And I'm going to say, okay, he's in Florida. What city is he in? Do you know what branch he went to? And they say, yep, he's in Miami, and he went to the branch on Ardendale. I say, good. So I could call New York, D.C., Chicago. Is there any of my other contacts say, hey, can you look at this? Because they can go in the system. Now they can go and look at that branch on that street and see what transactions they did. And then they can say, yep, it's there. I can verify. So I can have somebody in a totally different state verify what they just said. That is always going to be there, as far as I know, unless we just cause them to change it. But you have to have that information. And at certain levels, they'll say, I was looking the whole region. And they'll go down and look at it. But then at some level, yeah, just give me the bank in the street where it's at there, and I'll go and look. But anyway,
gotcha.
That's probably something y'all didn't need to know.
Gotcha. No, it's helpful. You know, at this point, anything's helpful, honestly. It's just, you know, it just seemed like, in my humble opinion, of course, the banks don't even know specifically when. They're kind of just shooting in the wind. Would that be correct?
Yeah, that's correct, because two things. Not all banks are involved. Remember I tell you guys, years ago
Correct.
They had to opt in or opt out before that goes. And not everybody at the bank has the level to look or has the authorization to look at certain levels to get the information.
Gotcha. That's right. That's right. I was wondering, Ray, little side note, are we considered family, or are we considered members?
Of what? Open mic?
Yes.
We'll leave that up to you. Because family acts one way, members act another way. So we'll let you make that determination.
No, I know how they act, but... More of the joke is, you know, Tony, when he was doing the thing with the Miss C, he considered us family, you know, TNT family. And mm-hmm. then you have like an off branch that's open mic and Zoom that's like members or family, you know, so it kind of confused me. I just wanted to clear it up a little bit.
Can you do that? It's really all one and the same for some people. You know, they're TNT members and they're family. The family part kicks in once you start interacting with a person so much, even though you haven't laid eyes on them, but you know them. You know their mannerisms. You spent so much time talking with them, it's just like being right there side by side. And we have a little tit-for-tats, little spats, arguments, just like family members do. Then you know, they cool off and get back together again. It's like it never happened.
Gotcha.
I don't do that part. I just talk about the flat tires.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Well, definitely thank you guys for your time. I appreciate you all as always. Stay strong and hey, let's get this done.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Right. We appreciate it.
All right.
615 area code, you are on.
Yes, this is Lena. How are y'all today?
Hey, sir.
Super fantastic,
sir. To the nth degree. And yourself.
I'm fine, thank you. I have a question about an article or a post in News Post today that talked about, I think it was the president of Iraq saying that they were moving forward and toward the investment and private sector of promoting that. Do you think that will be done before they change the value of the currency, or is that the value of the currency have to be changed before they can initiate the investment in private sector?
Okay. I think the RV has to occur before private investors come in and they do those things. So they've identified five major cities that they want to rebuild because of ISIS. They're saying they're going to do that with private sector investments as well. So even though they have the budget and they put money in there for the budget, money in the budget to do these five things and get them started, it can't really happen without the private investors in building in the new technology. They know none of that can happen, even though they have all agreements in the world and they've had agreements for years. Nobody's going to move a dime until the exchange rate is changed.
Well, that's kind of what I thought, but I wasn't sure that they wouldn't, you know, I guess it will happen simultaneously, excuse me, I can't already say that word, all together at the same time. You know, private investment is going to take place, as you said, when the Iraqi dinar changes its value or goes up in its value. So thank you for that. The other question I have, and you, Tony, this was you, you answered that. This question once before, but honest to gosh, I do not remember exactly what you said and how much you really do know. President Biden, you know, signed the order or signed what he was supposed to sign to keep us in this a few weeks ago. And And I ask this question because we thought when President Obama was in office that everything was going smoothly. You know, we were just, as we are today, waiting for years, thinking it was going to go and Obama would allow it to go. And he had signed that same agreement that's in place. And now we have Biden, who signed it a few weeks ago. But is he still, is that being President Biden, is he still kind of following what Obama? I'm concerned that he's still of the mindset that Obama was, which was saying for one reason or another, whether it's because Iraq needed to mature more or he was waiting to hand it over to Mrs. Clinton so that she could do it and take advantage of it. But have you ever gotten really any intel that Biden is really on board and wants this to happen? Because it appears to me that the Middle East is falling apart a little bit. And I'm concerned this is not going to happen until something major happens and this whole thing is saying, well, they're not mature. There they go again. I mean, do you know this?
Okay, so you have to understand this. I do know, to tell you the truth. Again, Obama and Biden could have let it go when they first came into office, when they left Bush.
Right.
But there was no foundation. The money would have came and gone just like that, and the U.S. would have been on the hook for it, and it would have been all Obama's fault, you know, the whole time, which he didn't want to accept, which is okay, and Biden. So they wanted a foundation and for us to benefit from this for the next 30 years, like the agreement says. Obama put Biden in charge. Iraq was
yes.
the Biden project, not really Obama project, but Biden. Obama had to sign off on everything, but Biden was the guy putting it together. That's why the Iraqi government, when he got elected, we know him, we like him. He's bringing back all the people that we had this whole plan with together. So in this plan, and I think I'm pretty sure I told you guys, at one point, they redrew a map of Iraq. Now, if you have the map, and there was northern Iraq, southern Iraq, and it was split, and they let Iran have a section, and the U.S. was going to have a section, and that's why the embassy was moved to Kurdistan. That was all, you know, part of the Biden plan. But anyway, they didn't do it. They kept the country together, everything else. But all along the way, everything that we could see was actually, you know, Biden doing the work. Just like he picked Kamala Harris to take care of some stuff here, Obama picked him to take care of that. Hey, you be in charge of that while I'm doing all of this, which he did. So this is more so something he knows everything about because he laid the foundation. So he was agreeable with it. He remains agreeable with it. And hopefully we're going to see it get done. So I have no fear of him changing anything, stopping anything, or having a recourse when they're looking him in the face and saying, hey, this was your plan. The only mistake you made was you gave Maliki the power, and he was an Iranian rat. But now we have a good guy, Al-Kazimi, who's willing to put your plan into action. So there's no reason for it not to go.
Well, you did, but my concern is that I'm just being honest with you. My concern is that because Khamenei was placed in there by Trump and that all of Trump's things that he did have been torn apart. And I'm thinking, is Biden going to feel like because Trump put Khamenei in? Is he going to just say, well, wait a minute, we got to have somebody else as the head of Iraq?
No, there's two things going on here, okay? First of all, he can't just go in and say, I want to replace him. They got elections coming up on October the 10th. So, and the other fact is he's actually doing what Biden wanted to be done. So why should he replace him? Just because you're saying Trump got the right guy in there. Hey, shoot, that works. That works for us. Nobody cares who does it, just that it gets done, I think, is the case right there. This is not a negative thing. Yeah. So, all right.
Thank you very much. I hope you're right. Thank you both.
All right. Thank you.
All right. 636 area code. You are on.
Is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Yes. It's my understanding that a predetermined telephone number is going to be given out for all of us to call, and from that we'll set an appointment at either a bank location or a redemption center location. Now, this is my question, is that we call this number, but we really don't know who's on the other end of that number. We go to a location, a bank makes me feel safer, but it's not a true bank location. My biggest question is the security issue, especially with all of the scams that are going on anymore. It's hard to keep up with them. Have you guys been made aware of any of the safeguards put in place that we're not going to go take our currencies in, leave them there, they're put on a computer screen, and then we go home, even with some cash possibly. I'm just worried about the safeguards with this. Can you help set me at ease a little bit?
Okay. So, first of all, do you know who's on the other end of the phone call right now?
Well, I do. And most of the time when I call somebody, I'm pretty aware of who's on the other end.
Well, I'm talking about right now, not most of the time. Do you know Ray? Do you know Tony?
Right, well, I've...
So first of all, okay, I just want to get to that point. Listen, where do you get your numbers from is going to be your first concern. If somebody just emailing you a number, you know, I don't want to say one of these other dudes here, this is the number to use, that's the number to use. I don't know if it's the right number or not, but I would go through and look at three or four of the guru sites if I have a question about it, see if they're all putting out the same numbers. And if they're different numbers, then I got an issue. I call it because giving them to at least five people I know of, and they should be the same numbers. You can always come here because I'm telling you, one thing we're not doing is making up any 800 numbers, being investigated by the FBI, OSI, that's Office of Special Investigation, in case you guys don't know, okay, Homeland Security, or anybody else over 800 numbers getting people to call because somebody got to answer that number. We know there are at least 12 800 numbers coming out because there's 12 regions. You should be able to go and look on the site and see if the 800 number you have, the one that has been assigned to your region or not. And then when you call that number, look at the location. They're going to ask you, say, hey, I want a bank location to go to. Because nothing beats a failure but a try, right? Close mouth, don't get fed. They don't know what you want. Tell them, this is what I want, and this is where I'm good at, and they will try to address that, I'm sure. In some areas, they just have to send people to redemption centers or exchange centers based on the volume that we have. Second thing, you should already have your accounts set up already when you go in there. You should have whatever bank you want to go to on your laptop, on your iPad, on your telephone, so you can verify your account with your password before you leave. My money's there. It says pending. Everything's there. It's in the system. You don't let them give you a password or login or tell you to go download this other site because we're using the QFS system. So you need to go download your site here, and then your money's going to show up here. I want my money to show up in the banking system just like everybody else's money. Wells Fargo, Chase Bank, Bank of America, Citizens Bank, .com, go there, log into my account, and see my money. I don't need to go through your system, none of that other mess that they're putting out for people. We're going to set you up your account, and you're going to get more money by going through us. It's all bullshit. So I wouldn't do any of that. And that's how I feel comfortable. Now, if you want to leave there, wherever your exchange location is, go to a branch bank, say, hey, I want to look at my account and give me your information and make sure that it comes up. If it doesn't come up, then you need to get on the phone, call 911, and say, this is where they're robbing people at, and I need somebody to show up over there and go over there and do it, because that's what I would do.
All right. Well, I appreciate that insight. Okay. Yeah, I'm one of those people that don't bank online, and I don't have a computer, and I'm just, you know, I worked years with the NSA doing criminal profiling. I saw a lot of very good people do some very unhanded things. My trust level is very hard to achieve. You and
well,
my
you
brother
should be
have
advising us.
Gotten my trust level, but you know, there again, Tony, there's so much going on anymore. I just wanted your guys' input on that.
Listen, I have
and
no
I,
doubt.
I appreciate
that somebody is going to try to take your money along the way. Everybody, they've been planning it for years. They've been telling you guys to send in the serial numbers off your currency, how much currency you have, your name, your address. I mean, to people who you don't even know. And people have been doing it just over the internet, phones. Just you don't know these guys. It's just like when I went to Reno Live and told people, don't do this. I'm telling you, don't do it. They did it, and they all lost their money. I said, you don't know these people. They'll tell you anything and walk away with your money. Same thing these guys tell you, send them your information right now. Why would you do that? I just don't understand. I mean, what
exactly.
Kind of logic tells you to send your information to some guy who you don't even know? And you're going to send them your account numbers and your social security number and your address and tell them how much money. That just, I don't know where good common sense is gone these days. But anyway, yes, always be aware because there's always somebody going to be trying to take your money.
Okay? Yeah, I agree with that. And I appreciate it because, yeah, I think the thing is to do is hopefully this will go during the day hours where I'm in a position where I can go confirm at an actual bank location.
Listen, two things you can
it.
Ask for to make you comfortable. Ask for a bank location, excuse me again. Definitely get the time you want. I want to go in the day. I don't want to be 11 o'clock at night appointment riding up. Now, and I forgot about that part. Security, they're supposed to have security in the lot, security in the bank. Other than that, you're on your own. But nobody knows when you're going or what time you're going or where you're going unless you tell them. That's the only way they know.
Sure. All right. Well, that was my questions. Thank you much for your time, gentlemen.
All right. Thank
okay.
You, sir.
Thank you. 352 area code. You're on.
Not really.
Okay, you're not on. All right, 610 area code. You're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, sir.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. It is another dynamite, super sunny day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. Long version. It's a new month, and ladies and gentlemen, there is a new bill that needs to be paid in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro. P.O. Box 1748 Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. Again, ladies and gentlemen, when you are making out your check or money order, please remember to make that check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro. For those of you who'd like to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app to do that. And when you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, type in the word Superfantastic. Again, for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app. When you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile. And in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word Superfantastic. And your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and rally, rally, rally. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir. We do appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Absolutely appreciate you.
All right, Tony. You're very welcome.
Okay. 720 area code. You are on.
Good day to you both, gentlemen.
Greetings.
Thank you for taking my call and continuing the hard work you do for us all. My question, my sincerest question was, do you think the Iraqis are going to drag this out to July, or do you really think that we've got a shot at this month?
Well, I absolutely think we've got a shot at this month because we said it's imminent and that could be. I have no idea. So
yeah,
and you guys got to think. I probably didn't even want to tell you that, but I tell you, no idea why Texas was told July 15th. Nothing in my mind could tell me why is that date more significant than any other date, or July
yeah,
the
you
1st
think
or the 4th. Or,
even
or
just dragging, you think that they, even if they're dragging,
but
you
and,
think they
it
don't
could
want to
right.
drag it to the this month, the 15th or something. But one thing I did want to mention for those that have not utilized their 401k yet, they're just contributing to it. What you have to remember is you are deferring the tax on that income, that money. So if you take and you try to put your exchange money into a 401k, you're trying to defer the tax on the interest on that money that you put in there. But do remember that when you, anytime you withdraw funds from your 401k, if you're eligible to do so, you're going to have to pay that tax based on the amount of tax that you're paying at that time, which it could be as high as 40-50% if you're in that upper income bracket due to the interest. For instance, if I take if I need $600 out of my 401k, I've got to take out the $600 for me, but then I have to take out another 30-40% for the IRS and contribute that to the IRS, which the 401k holder does for you, and when you file your taxes, you have to account for that you paid in, because if you don't, then you're going to be paying larger amounts quarterly I would recommend that you put it in into a, an account that you can access without having to cut it down and just pay your quarterlies, because you're going to have to be paying, most of us will be paying quarterlies on the amount of interest that we're receiving if we're only receiving interest. It gets more complicated as you start getting into investment income other than that. So you're just making a difficult thing more difficult, I think, putting it in a 401k and trying to defer it. You're better off just to pay them quarterly.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, and that's all I have. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it, and thank you both for all the things that you do on our behalf.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. You know, folks, what you, this 401k stuff, what you really should be looking into is George Bush Sr. made it possible that you could take your retirement and donate it to charity. Now, when that happened, I'm sure it went over a lot of people's heads. Like, why the heck would I do that? Well, you would have to know there's a specific strategic reason for that. So if they made a law so you could do it, instead of questioning the law, you should be questioning, how would that apply to me? That's what you need to be using this time to be digging into, looking into things like that that you didn't realize existed. Now, I know a lot of people know you can have your own charity. Some of you just don't choose to do it, but you can have your own charity. And if the past president already made it so that you could donate your retirement to charity, just start putting two and two together and see how you could make that work. You just might be in for a surprise.
You're saying I could be a charity?
Sure, you can have your own charity.
So everybody could donate to my charity, their retirement charity. That's what you're saying?
That is possible. Yes. That's not the reason that you're going to have it, though, but it's doable.
But everybody can have their own charity. Live through it and write off all your retirement checks.
And okay. Still do charitable work like you were planning to do anyway. That's the shocker of it, is the rules are not difficult to abide by, because most of us are going to do that type of stuff anyway. Help out.
And
it's
a lot of rich to get richer. That's right. It's a lot of rich to get richer all the time.
So,
all right.
Look into it, folks. Hint to the wise. 972 area code. You are on.
Hey there, fellas. Danny in Dallas.
Greetings, sir.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Greetings.
Oh, man. Danny,
hey,
I forgot.
It's a good day.
Hold on. Wait, tell Danny to come back later. Wait, I forgot what you called me for yesterday.
Is that
me? Let me do it right now. Yeah, I'm going to do it right now, though. So come back.
All right.
Hang up and come back. Let me. All right, Ray.
I'll
hang
up. Maybe Ray can move on.
I'll come back to you.
Come back to me.
Yeah. Right.
You,
okay.
Oh, well, all right. Well, maybe ask Ray. I'm going to make a phone call real quick.
Well, we're 217 now. I'll come back to Danny. 217. You're on.
Hello.
Hey.
This is 217.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Can you hear
sir.
Me?
We hear you. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. The other day we tried, and you never heard me, so I'm just trying to see if it's working a good gig, too. I missed about the first half. And what was the estimated time for receiving our 800 numbers?
No estimated time, sir. We're just waiting. We have some banks that are thinking in the morning, but they were thinking yesterday also. And they were thinking one day last week. So it's a toss-up.
No, I don't remember what day it was, but you and I was hollering at each other, but we never did get connected. So I said, well, I'm going to try and see if it works today.
Good. You got through.
I got through, and
yes,
I really don't have anything, so I'm going to let the guys ask questions that would like an answer.
All right, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
507 area code. You are on.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I lost my connection a couple of times and had to call back in. I've had a weird situation. I'm real glad you brought up security as a matter. When I bought my certificate 7 years ago, I had exams, which were basically a white sheet of paper with serial numbers. When I went to the where I have them and looked at them again, they looked like Iraqi yard animals and rock formations. So I'm not sure which I ended up with, but for some reason they've been shifted.
No, you're saying that the currency you hold changed while it was in your
yes.
possession? It changed appearance?
Yes. Like someone got into it and switched it around, and maybe I got the wrong or certificate
Please.
That don't.
You think maybe you just remember it incorrectly? That you're going based on memory on what it looked like originally, right?
You're correct there. I was thinking of that, and it's possible. It's just. They both had serial numbers, but these look more like official currency documents versus the plain ones that I had.
Maybe it just looked plain to you when you first got it. I mean, no one else has ever commented about the appearance of their currency changing over the years.
Okay.
Not what they're
is
holding
there,
in their possession. So. Yeah, maybe it's not quite what you remember.
Is there a website?
Wait, which currency is
it? Document?
Museum.
Which currency is it? Oh.
I'm sorry?
Is it still blue and white, green and white, or did it change colors?
No, it was white. Now it's greenish, looks more like official currency.
Hmm.
But it just struck me odd, and it's been a while, like you said.
No, I think I've seen some kind of looks like. Some look like it's blue, some of it's green. I don't know. I can't remember what the denomination
is. No, but he's saying he has changed since he had it in his possession.
Yeah.
The same,
I know,
the same just, currency. Take it to the bank and have them run it, too.
Pardon me?
You can find one with a Deliveroo machine, have them run it through if they can. If not, go online and just look for the things that they have in place to tell you if it's real currency. As long as they're there, then don't worry about it. You know, money sits out in the sun. I don't know where you got it at. Change color or something, but.
Yeah.
That's the best we could tell you. You can't see it.
No other situations similar to this, I take it.
Nope. Like I said, I haven't heard anybody say their money changed colors.
Yeah. Well, it looks like the documents have changed, but it's just raised the question. I appreciate
okay.
you being there for me to ask. One other thing, can I get an 800 number from you?
All right, I'm waiting to give you one too. Just
okay.
All right, thank you.
On that. Okay, well, thank you both.
All right, sir.
Okay, bye.
Take care.
All right, we're Danny here. I don't want to go without talking to you.
Okay. We got it. You're back up, Danny. Wait a minute.
So.
Well, I had him. He fell off.
Oh.
He lost his connection. Let me see if he dials back in. I have to go down to the bottom of the pile and see if he calls back in. We'll give him a minute. Okay. Maybe he had to. Oh, there he is. Okay. Denny, you're back on.
Hey, thanks for coming back. I'm going through some ups and downs, hills and things, and went dead on me. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, well, Tony, you had mentioned, and of course that was the nature of my call the other day, you had mentioned get your accounts before you go in. I seem to remember that part maybe 2 or 3 years ago because there was a possibility they were going to charge us if they had to open up an account with our first appearance at a location, a bank. So it would just be wise if you set your appointment and didn't have an account, get on the phone and open up an account at that particular place. Now, my question had to do with joint accounts. My wife and I have several accounts. Only one of them is a joint account, but a fella asked me, do I have to open up an account with my wife in order to get this thing to happen? That question had never occurred to me before. I'd asked others about it related to our effort, and I've got concerns. What have you found out about that?
Okay, first of all, no bank, none of them, should ever charge you to open an account. That should never, ever happen. They require you to put a deposit, which you're going to be doing anyway, but none of them should charge you to open an account. So what I did was I just called and left a message with two banks and waited for them to get back to me. I got a guy who is currently, there's a lot of noise in the background.
It's his line.
Okay, we're muted for a second. I got a guy who is currently sitting at the bank right now doing his paperwork, and he is telling me there is no requirement for your spouse to be on the account because his spouse is not. So I didn't know if Danny was doing that because he wanted to make sure if something happened to him, then she was already there, or if Danny was doing that to tell you other guys, because I know it's not him. As long as you get her in there, she won't notice her name is not on the account and just go about your business. So I'm trying to think, what was he trying to do? What was he trying to accomplish there? Let's find out, right?
Yeah, I'm curious too, because Danny asked me that this morning on open mic, and I answered it for him. So now I don't know if he's trying to play the left hand against the right one, or what? To come in and ask the same question twice.
Oh, really?
Well, I guess that question will remain on the table. I don't want to say anything inappropriate for my friends, you know, but that question was a serious question from a friend of mine, and he's new to it. He's amazingly excited about the possibilities. But I won't make any more clarifications on that. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it. And it does make sense. The other thing is they have suggested not this afternoon but in the morning. I know of places I could go now and buy millions more dongs. And I'm suggesting that there may be a run on that because of that little bit of information. It may not happen. We've been here for 2, 3, 4, 5 years with little things like that, and I must confess there have been times when I ran out, spent what I could to gather a little more. So I don't know what I'm going to do right now. But
Dan, let me give you a clue. Let me give you a clue.
Yeah.
So, have you ever seen anybody go to the gym, work out, and come home and say, man, I wish I hadn't done that? No. They come back and they say, man, I'm glad I did that. Even though I didn't want to, I really feel good that I got that done. Isn't that what they say? That's what most people say. So I can guarantee you this. Okay? That person who goes out and gets more dung, when this happens, they will never say, I wish I hadn't got much more. Okay?
Okay, I'll report back at a later date as to my actions this afternoon. That's all I got.
Okay.
In the meantime,
okay.
I'll go back to work. Thank you, fellas.
All right.
Thank you. All right.
Our relationship just changed, but I'm still going to speak to you.
Oh, now, I apologize. Let me grovel a little bit. No, no need to get huffy here at the end.
Not
I'm
necessary.
About that
I wasn't getting huffy.
I do.
I'm just stating the fact.
Okay.
You know, when Tony didn't know yesterday, I sure thought that you would know. And when you confirmed what you've always believed, it was good. But Tony was expecting me to ask the question. I'm just carrying on.
Oh,
moving through.
I did tell them to ask the question today, so everybody would know the answer. And my other bank just got back to me. The answer is no. Some may have a joint account, she said, but maybe deposit in their account. That's up to the client. Okay.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, hold on.
That's exactly what Ray said. He knows so much.
Okay, I'm getting another update. Hold on, let me see.
Ray is just a fountain of information. So reliable. Oh my goodness.
Pour it on.
I'm trying to think of something else I can say in reality here.
You've been redeemed. You're good.
Hallelujah. All right.
Tony put you up to it, so all right. Enjoy your day, sir.
Thank you much.
Okay, now. Bye-bye. All right, Tony had something to just pop in, so I guess he's going to share that with us in a moment. While we still have some time. So we'll hold a moment. All right, guess it's going to take him a minute or so to get back. So, we'll take the next caller, 386 area code.
Hi, good afternoon, and good morning.
Yes, sir, good afternoon.
On the other line.
Mm-hmm.
Have we had any new rate changes?
No, sir, no rate changes yet.
Okay, so they're the same. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only
yes.
question I have. Other than that, everything else was answered earlier. And I'm glad I could donate, and
all
I'll keep on as long as I can.
All right.
God
thank
bless
you, sir.
You guys.
We do appreciate
good day.
You. All righty.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay. I missed all that, but okay. So,
it's a cheat.
Let
See
me
you
just
later,
say this
Tony.
Real quick. Okay. I now have
Go
two
ahead.
People at the bank that are doing paperwork, not that are getting paid, but doing paperwork for their exchanges. In the near future, which hopefully will be tomorrow, but we'll see. All right. That's all I wanted to say.
All right.
Wasn't it?
That was it. That was the last call I had to hand up, and now I want to go do some paperwork.
Oh.
So we're going to shut this one down.
Well,
I might can
okay,
go do some
then.
All
right, guys. Sound like some people are excited about something. I don't know what, but they're excited about something. So, looking forward to tomorrow. If not this weekend, but they're all looking forward to tomorrow. God knows, I hope it is. Let's get it over with. We'll see what happens tonight. But anyway, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day and be super fantastic while you're doing it. If something happens, we'll tweet it out, put it in the chat room form, or do another call if that's what we need to do. So, again, be super fantastic and share the super fantastic. All right, Ray.
All right. Well, I'm going to take my four 25K notes and arrange them in chronological order, so I'll be ready for the exchange. Other than that, keep believing, folks. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that he made. Oh, I believe. Oh, already done.
The blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
That my God is a healer, yes he is, and I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able. Oh, I believe, I know he is already done.
The word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
You
need to call somebody.
this. Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it.
About your future.
Hello,
this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
To reach out to the conference, press star.
Hot air. So hot and cool. So hot air.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
Just a little bit. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap on this hump day winter. We are out of here. Enjoy.